Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
I mean, taking a lot out of you. I mean, it's like a roller coaster, really, rock and roll, because you don't know if you're going to have a sold-out show the next day. You have to hit the road. Things could go wrong. What was that lifestyle like?
You become accustomed to it. I mean, it's something you get used to. And again, it's easier when you're not the singer, because being the guitarist in the band, you can get drunk. I mean, Craig and I used to share a room, so we used to get up to all kinds of things, you know, and stay up all night and all kinds of things like that, and just get a few hours sleep in the van on the way to the next show. And it's start all over again. But then, you know, we were young, had the energy to do it. Now it would kill me. You know, a hangover now lasts like the week.
Tell me about it.
I try to avoid it if I can.
The hour to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So I heard the story about a wardrobe.
Yeah, there's the famous one. Yeah,
the famous one in a hotel.
Me and
cops
Craig.
Came in.
No cops involved.
Well, the reception or whatever.
You know, what happened was that the tour manager went down. Me and Craig were sharing a room. We'd had a bit of a night. I think there might have been some girls involved, and we were showing off.
Mm.
And the tour manager went down to reception in the morning just before we left. Oh, yes, thank you very much. We had a bit of an accident with one of the wardrobes, actually. Oh, that's okay. What room is it in? Well, actually, it's not. It's in the tree outside.
They weren't TVs to throw out.
No.
And we won't talk about the red ribbon, huh? That's in the book.
We have too much respect for TVs.
And the red ribbon? Is it a true story?
Red ribbon? Yeah, that's a true story.
Okay,
yeah.
It's in the book.
Yeah,
we're not going to go there now, but it's a brilliant story. But it is a true story.
It's a true story. I mean, they were friends. There were no shenanigans. It was just friends. Amongst friends.
Let's talk about Kate Bush running up that hill. What does that song mean to you? You asked me to play that.
It comes from Hounds of Love. I've always been a Kate Bush fan and still am. I pretty much love everything she's ever done. But Hounds of Love is probably my favourite album. And I was telling you before off air that when Craig and I first got together to form a new band, which became The Mission, it was like, well, maybe I could sing. And it was like, maybe I could have a go. And then it was like, okay. And The Cure had just released Head on the Door. So I was listening to that and thinking, yeah, I can do this. You know, I can string some words together and sing. You know, I'm sure I can do this. And then I put on Hounds of Love afterwards and thought, no, maybe I can't. Maybe this is a bit beyond me.
She made sort of a comeback and a new album, a sold-out shows.
She did like 18 nights at Hammersmith or something.
Brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
Never too old to rock and roll.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the first show she did since 1978 or something.
Mm.
I'd love to have seen it, actually. But I got a feeling it'd probably be more theatre than rock and roll.
Ahead of that, we played Neil Young, The Needle and the Damage Done. While that was playing, you were playing the song on the guitar, one of your favourite songs. Why?
It could have been any one of a dozen Neil Young songs, to be honest with you, but I just love Neil Young. I love the kind of maverick he is as a musician. There's like, he goes from playing heavy music with Crazy Horse to playing beautiful acoustic stuff, and you never quite know what to expect with him, and it's certainly not all good. But basically, even now at this age, he's still releasing an album a year. He's still prolific, and amongst all of that, there are still some jewels, you know. I love the voice, love the guitar playing. He's probably one of my favourite guitar players, along with Tom Verlaine and Jimmy Page, maybe.
I've got 4 double tickets to give away. So that's 8 tickets.
I don't need them, thanks.
To the show. We'll allow you backstage. How's that?
Yeah, all right,
backstage pass. Yeah. This is for the Saturday show. And I'm quite excited about this because after your shows, I'm going to DJ a little bit. And maybe.
Looking forward to that too.
Maybe we can go one on one and you can play a song, I can play a song. So the party's not going to end after your show. How long's your show? About an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Well, on the last tour I did, the last show was 4 hours, but that was the last night and I was recording it, so I wanted to get everything down on tape that I wanted. It won't be that long.
Cool. So 379 420 at a cost of 1 rand 50. Who's the lead singer of The Mission? But you have to get the spelling right. 3794 to the cost of 150 if you live in the Joburg, Gauteng area. Then get in touch and we'll organize you some tickets to go through to the Barnyard Theatre on Saturday. Don't forget Wayne will be there on the Friday night as well. Barnyardtheatres.co.za or .com. Just check that out and book your tickets. Still a couple of tickets left for Friday and Saturday night. We'll be back with, I'm going to give you a choice here of three songs. Which we'll play straight after this. Do you want the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter? What a song. Pink Floyd, See Emily Play, or Johnny Cash Hurt? That's a tough choice.
Do I have to? What can we all? No, I suppose we can't have all three. We don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to go for See Emily Play, probably because it's the shortest.
That's coming up next.
The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and now.
Jacaranda FM, written by Sid Barrett, one of the originals. And he actually used a ruler on that slide guitar. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
On those plastic rulers. He was a strange chap, eh?
Yeah, he was. Well, I think he ended up being a strange chap. Too much acid, I think.
Yeah. Why did you like that song so much? Pink Floyd, See Emily Play?
Well, Pink Floyd were actually the first band I ever saw live. Cost me £1. And it was on the Dark Side of the Moon tour. They did three sets. The first set being new songs, which ended up being most of Wish You Were Here. Then they did Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety, and then half of our version of Echoes.
Mm.
But I chose that song because I think it's the epitome of the perfect pop single of the 60s.
The 60s sound, still today, if you listen to it, the way they produced the stuff, because some of it was in mono.
Something really magical about that sound, because I listen to it and there's things, how the hell did they get that noise? With a lot of records now, you can listen to it and you know what they've done to get the noise, get the sound.
Also, the reverb and some of them, I mean, like Jim Morrison sat in the toilet.
Yeah.
Closed the door and they gave him the microphone just to get that nice sound, because we all sound great in the shower, don't we, Just?
Mm-hmm. Don't
and,
we?
And I mean, also they used those reel to reels, and they did loop. They looped those reel to reels and they got some amazing sound. I mean, I think the Kinks did a couple of those as well. Those sound effects and stuff. Was it
Beatles? All that stuff. I mean, it was all cutting edge technology at the time. You know, I mean. And because they were restricted, like four-track recordings, be restricted by what they could do, it tended to be more inventive.
Those old mixing desks, did you ever see, I mean, did you ever record in a studio with those massive Neve desks?
We have done, I mean, you know, back in the day that we've used Neve desks and stuff. I mean, I'd like to have owned one, but I never did.
Now, the Frank Zappa Neve desk was in South Africa a while back, and it's gone back to the UK.
Yeah,
but I did a voiceover at a studio, and that was Frank Zappa's. So we said, "Well, if you push this fade up, I'm sure there'll be some weird stuff underneath the desk." But that was his desk that he recorded most of his albums on in South Africa, believe it or not.
Wow, what was he doing here on tour?
Maybe somebody bought it. I still don't know the facts, but amazing stuff there. Let's play a little game quickly. We're going to start talking about The Mission. We've got another half hour. I want to hear the story about The Mission. I'm going to give you one word, and then you tell me the first word that comes up in your mind. Are you ready? Color, Wayne.
Blue.
It's amazing how many musicians love blue and not black.
Well, I don't actually, but it's just...
It's the first thing you thought about.
Yes. We have a song called Into the Blue. Yeah. I mean, maybe it was because of that, but you support Everton. Maybe it was because I was looking at you and I just thought, I don't know.
Should have said red for the Liverpool fans. But as I said, whatever I say, you have to. Okay, car.
Black.
What was your first car, by the way? Do you remember? Or did you have a scooter?
I did have a little scooter when I was young, but I didn't learn to drive till I was in my mid-30s, actually. It's a good job, because I think I would probably have been dead. but my first car that I bought was a Ford, a sky blue Ford Orion.
Oi. A magnet.
Yeah. Well, no, hardly. It's like somebody asked me in an interview the other day. He said, "Oh, so what kind of car do you drive, Wayne?" "Oh, black one."
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cars aren't my thing. I know a lot of blokes really like their cars, but I prefer guitars.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jack.